cost, then Birthcast American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at birthcast.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit birthcast.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Well, the winner of last Saturday's Calder Oaks was Joint Return, and Joint Return is a 3-year-old filly by Include. Bred by Virginia Moore and Include Syndicate and trained by John Service, closed from some 15 lengths out of it to win going away. She's won 4 of her 6 starts, and the Calder Derby was her second stakes win. She won the $100,000 Busher Stakes at Aqueduct on the 1st of February. Joint Return is just the most recent in a long list of illustrious stakes winners sired by Include, a list that includes 6 Grade 1 winners plus another 13 that have placed in Grade 1 stakes. That's 19 Grade 1 stakes horses. To compete at the highest level, well, look to Include. A Grade 1 stakes winner himself of over $1,659,000 and a son of the champion sired Broad Brush. Include stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brer and C. Jones Derby Stud. 12,500 live holds. See the website at airdrystud.com and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to a racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis, the horse capital of the world, Bluegrass Country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursula Ellis.
Good morning. Well, I've started the show with a cough. That figures.
Oh, I know. We both had it and coughed and hacked, and now Ressie's here, and he's got allergies. Tis the season, I suppose.
Sounds like the TV ward here in the clocker stand at the Thoroughbred Center, so be forewarned. I guess, although I think we're all over the contagious stage. But, I tell you what, they've got me on so much medication now, I'm a little high.
Whatever it takes, folks. Whatever it takes.
I tell you this, I sure wouldn't pass the spit box right now. I mean, they'd rule me off for a couple of years.
There you go.
But anyway, but whatever it takes.
Yeah.
But if my voice gives out, I've got all kinds of things around here. I've got cough drops. I'm drinking a Coke and try to keep rolling. This has been going on for a better part of a month.
I know. That's why we finally went to the doctors, both of us, yesterday. It's just hanging on and hanging on to where you need a little kick over the edge to get it taken care of.
Yeah. We go to Dr. Murray West down in Paris, and of course, Murray...
You can't get sick during Keeneland.
You can't get sick until after the Derby because he's got a Derby box. I mean, excuse me, a Keeneland box, and he's at the races every day.
Every day.
But his two of his sons practice with him, and we went to Richard, and I met Richard once before, but
he's a carbon copy of his father. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah. This is a nice, very nice family, and
Paris is lucky to have him.
Murray, yes, Murray is. Loves the horse business and loves the horses. In fact, he's owned and bred horses in the past, and he owns a piece of a, would be a 2-year-old now that they bought out of the sale. I think he and some friends got together.
Although his son Richard said they didn't snag him in on that. He likes motorcycles.
Yeah. Richard, when he was younger, worked at Claiborne.
In the summers.
In the summers with yearlings.
Yeah. 8 years.
Yeah. That was back, when they had a piece of property out on Raceland, on 460.
Yeah.
That belongs to Darley now. Yeah. But anyway, they raised a lot of good horses over there. Well, now that's neither here nor there. We've got Jane Bauer Curtis coming in at the top of the hour. She trains out here at the Thoroughbred Center. Had a nice little horse she's won a couple of races with here recently. And I'd never met her. She was up here one day watching the horse work and started talking with her. And she said, I asked her, where are you from? She says, North Carolina, in the prettiest British accent you've ever heard. And I said, no, wait a minute, you had to start somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to find out where she is from today and what all she does. I also understand she's some kind of a dog trainer, too, trains dogs. But we'll find out when she gets here. Michael Bowen's on his way. He'll be here in a few minutes. Going to have Steve Moody on, probably doing the second hour, whenever we can wake Steve up. Because he stays up all night handicapping. And, of course, he writes that Kentucky handicapper sheet for Bloodstock Research Information Services. And they got 3 stakes out of Keeneland today, the Coolmore Lexington Stakes, the Ben Ally Handicap. I've got to tell you a funny story. I was doing a show out of Keeneland in the racing secretary's office one day, and some guy was walking by me just as I said, well, they're running to Ben Ally, and the guy, as he faded away into the distance, says, Ally. And I said, well, you
no,
know.
It ain't.
I said, you know him well. He's not from Versailles. But anyway.
That's right.
Because it used to be a Ben Ally Theater downtown when I was a kid.
Yeah, built by Ben Ally.
Yeah.
Who, because he couldn't get tickets to the Opera House or something. I can't remember the story, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, anyway, he built that. It was had a balcony, you know.
Yeah.
It was a nice theater.
It was.
It was right on Main Street, right across, right next to where the Fayette Cigar Store is located now.
On the north side.
Yeah, on the north side of Main Street.
Remember?
And right across from the old Phoenix Hotel.
Yeah.
There used to be a bar right next door called the Golden Horseshoe.
Yes.
And it had a big mural of the sails that some guy had painted. And all these distinguished characters, you know, were in this mural. I mean, the thing, it was 20 feet long if it was an inch. I wonder what ever happened to it. But my dad was in that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. He wasn't a sales regular. But I guess they needed another face, so they put they put him in. But it was.
I wonder. I guess they tore it down.
I don't know. They, you know, there used to be a big painting, and this painting was, golly, almost life size, in the old Drake Hotel, back where they had the greatest bookie in Lexington, and of my father, of my grandfather, he was a Civil War veteran. I'm not going to tell my age now.
Led all the parades.
Yeah, he led all the parades. And he was a county assessor, too. And I don't think there was much to that job, you know, because they were having a Labor Day parade down in down Main Street. And he used to lead the parades on horseback. He used to ride a Colbert named Major. And so they were leading the parade down there. My mother was standing there watching, you know, and here comes Colonel Dick Redd. On Major, you know, and this one woman turned to the other right in front of my mother and says, this is one of my mother's favorite stories. Says, look at that. Look, it says, Dick Redd. Says, Colonel Dick Redd leading Labor Day parade. He never worked a day in his life.
American.
I love that story.
He used to preach, too. He was a lay preacher, and he preached at the right across on the old Belmont Farm, Belmont Nursery, out on Georgetown Pike, right at, and right across from Lindley School out there, there was a little chapel. They call it the Belmont Chapel, and he was my grandfather taught there. That's where my parents met.
That's where Man of War was fought.
Yeah, right, and right at that on that location. Well, anyway. Yeah, I blabbed away for nothing over then. We're going to get Steve to give us the winners of the Coolmore Lexington Stakes and the Ben Ally Handicap. they're also running the Giants Causeway Stakes out there today, but it's not graded. Gosh, you think naming it after a horse that's, you know, topped the sire list three times, at least graded stakes.
Yeah.
You know?
Funny.
Well, maybe next year. Yesterday, they ran the Double Dog Dare Stakes out at Keeneland, of course, and it was named after a daughter of Double J that raced with Claiborne Farmer, who was a champion filly. And then this coming week, they're running the Bewitched Stakes out of Keeneland, and she was another champion filly, and she raced for Calumet. But anyway, you know, neither one of them are very good producers. They all had very spotty records. But anyway, we want to see if we can't have time to talk about those two fillies, Double Dog Dare and Bewitch. Of course, we've got Jackie's announcements coming up.
Well, I wonder if they're still playing a call to assembly instead of call to the post at Keeneland. I had TVG on yesterday, but I turn it down between races while I'm working in the yard and doing stuff. But that guy's not playing. Last week, he didn't play call to the post. He played assembly. I wonder. Got to get out there and listen to that.
I don't
know. That's not racing as it was used to be. But I can't.
Maybe
believe
that's
people,
the only one he knows. You know.
I don't know.
It could be, for all I know.
I mean, that's like what is? Where is it? Santa Anita? They play any thing they can think of. They start whipping and blowing those horns.
All right. Well, when
I do want to say one other thing.
Go ahead.
Keeneland's got the best gate crew ever anywhere. You watch TVG and those channels, and some of the gate crew at New York are—they don't know—they don't know horses.
Yeah.
But these guys out here do a super job. They're wonderful. They really—it's nice to see somebody working knows what they're doing.
The worst that I've ever seen was that day we watched that. It was a $500,000 stakes being running down in. It was a leading weight for age race. In South America, it was a pot of $500,000.
Yeah, Peru or somewhere.
I believe it was either Peru. Yeah, I believe it was in Peru where they had it. But there were horses from Brazil and all over, you know.
Yeah, huge race.
Argentina. And it was a big time race, and the Mizzen Mast won it.
Yeah.
And bred by, incidentally, I think Cleveland and Dale Dilschner.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's correct, yes.
Can't remember his name. It was kind of hard to pronounce anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, that crew down there, watching that gate, you know, it took them 10, 15 minutes, it seemed like, to get them in there, and it looked like the Keystone Cops working back there.
I know. It was horrible.
There must have been 50 people working.
Yeah. Arms flailing and everything you can do to upset a horse was going on. I mean, it was hard to watch.
And the horse had the inside post position, which they loaded first in a big field. He tried to load him anyway, and he ended up flipping, and they had to scratch him. And, you know,
it was a mess.
It was a mess.
But you watch Keeneland gate crew and you see how it's supposed to do it.
All right, well, winners out here since last week's show, Sherman Mitchell, saddle winner, so did Tommy Short. This would be, I think, Guillermo, but it's William. That's Spanish for William Rangel. Tommy Short had another one, and John Langemeyer had a winner. So since the last week's show, well, Gold Greeley, a colt from the second crop by Horse Greeley, has been given the Servant Award as a champion 2-year-old colt in Canada for 2013. Never out of the money, Gold Greeley won the Colin Stakes, the Vandal Stakes, and the Simcoe Stakes, placed in the Grade 3 Gray Stakes and the Clarendon Stakes, and he's earned over $375,000. Another member of Horace Greeley's second crop is Scotland, placed in the Grade 2 Jerome and the Grade 3 Withers Stakes, both this year. In his first crop, Horace Greeley was represented by Clearly Now, winner of the Grade 3 Bowl Ruler, the Grade 3 Swale, and placed in 7 more stakes, 5 graded, including the Grade 1 Carter Handicap. He's earned over $573,000 and counting. And really, Mr. Greeley, also from that first crop, won the Grade 3 Hollywood Preview Stakes. Horace Greeley saw 2 graded stakes winners in his first crop and a champion 2-year-old in his second, stands for $2,500, payable when the foal stands in nurses, stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquire to Bernie Sams and see the website, claibornefarm.com. No, we're going to do Jackie, going to do the Clay Ward, unless you want to talk about Shaq. Parrish?
No, go ahead and talk about Shaq.
Well, the Clay Ward Agency over in Paris, they've been insuring the world's finest thoroughbreds for over 80 years now. That's a long time. I know my dad, when he was managing Dixiana and for Charles T. Fisher, they started in with Mr. James Clay Ward, and I had the honor of meeting him. And that goes back in the 1940s. They were doing with Mr. James Clay Ward. I said, of course, Mr. Ward is gone now. But the tradition he established at the Clay Ward Agency is carried on today by Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, and John Hess. And I would recommend, if you're insuring horses, go with somebody that the firm that's been doing it forever and ever. And that would be the Clay Ward Agency over in Paris. It's an 859 number, 1987-1861. Now, the Clay Ward Agency is very closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm. Also over in Bourbon County, gorgeous farm. It's on the north side of Paris. And they've got a tradition at Indian Creek also, and their tradition is for raising runners and for selling top-quality bloodstock at the major sales. And they sold 6 champions out of there. They've raised them the right way. The horses that they list at top stakes horses that they've rid is long and impressive, and it's growing. And great place to board, great place to have them prep your yearlings or your brood mares or whatever. And the number over at the Clay Ward Agency is 859-987-7443. And go to the website. It's IndianCreekKY.com. IndianCreekKY.com. Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. That's a couple of names that you should be very familiar with in the horse business. Well, Canada's 2013 Horse of the Year is Up With The Birds by Stormy Atlantic. Up with the Birds won the Grade 1 Jamaica Handicap at Belmont last year, and he's earned $1,148,259. Now, the leading money-winning son of the some 85 stakes winners by Stormy Atlantic is Get Stormy. Get Stormy earned $1,606,812. He won 9 stakes. Won Grade 1 stakes at Keeneland, at Churchill, and Gulfstream Park, graded stakes at Saratoga, broke his maiden as a 2-year-old in New York, then won stakes at 3, 4, 5, and 6. So he was durable. He was dead game. Get Stormy. Grand-looking horse. You really, if you haven't taken a look at him, a good look at him, you should. I know a lot of people that are breeding to him that just fell in love with him when they went to look at him. He probably right at full. So go see him, and while you're there, talk to the folks over at Crestwood about the many services they have available. It's a great place to board, too. It's family-operated, and your horses can be sales prep there, whatever, you know, family-operated, and they treat you like family. The number at Crestwood is 859-252-3770. See the website at crestwoodfarm.com. All right, Jackie, you want to do an announcement or two?
Yeah, we're out here at the training center, Thoroughbred Center, out here on Paris Pike, not very far out Paris Pike. They are open now for betting, because let me tell you, Keeneland's going to be so crowded today, you're not going to be able to get in with a search warrant. So you can come out here and wager on Keeneland or all the other racetracks. There's free parking. You walk right in the door, you go straight to the, they have live tellers, and then they have machines that you can bet on. So it saves you a trip, and there's some good racing today. And if you're not thrilled with wall-to-wall people, it's a good place. And you don't have to dress up when you come out here. In fact, you can look like the very devil and come out here. Nobody cares. Now, for the Derby, they are going to have what they're calling a dine-in for Derby. $45. You get preferred seating, VIP access to a mutual clerk, the buffet from 12 o'clock to 3, that Carving Station Chicken Cordon Bluegrass, which isn't that cute?
Mini hot browns.
Mini hot browns. Ooh. I'd have to have a mini hot brown. Big hot brown, I can't eat that much anymore. And Churchill pie and a complimentary mint julep and a commemorative program. Now, to reserve your seats for this, it's $293.1853. That's $293.1853. And this is also brought to you by Red Brand Keep Safe V-Mesh Horse Fence. Didn't you tell me that guy was going to be on the show?
Next week.
Next week? I wonder if he's got any samples, like about 20 acres worth. Bet not. Okay, so, but like, there's no admission for if you just want to come in and bet on the Derby and leave. So that's May 2nd and 3rd.
Of course, you'd watch these. That's broadcast all the races. You can stay there all day.
All there, yeah. It's just that you just don't have to put up with a crowd.
Free parking.
Free parking. I said that.
And they'll have a cash bar back in that part.
But in that part, yeah. It's 293-1853 out here at the Thoroughbred Center. All right. 2014 Trainers Dinner. The Kentucky Thoroughbred Association invites you to the annual Kentucky Derby Trainers Dinner Tuesday. That's next Tuesday, the 29th, at the Hyatt Regency in Louisville. Racing analyst, Jill Byrne, and WHAS radio personality Paul Rogers. Boy, he's been there forever. They're going to be the MCs. One-on-one interviews provide insights into the race as well as a few surprises. So, tickets are $150 per person. Give them a call, 381-1414. That's 381-1414.
Who is they? The KTB office over there?
KTA.
KTA. I mean?
KTA, Kentucky Thoroughbred Association.
Okay.
Today, if you're interested, is the Masters and Equestrian Trust Benefit Hunter Jumper Show. It's out at Masterson, of course. It's very nice, and they're also having things to do for Easter for kids. So it went on yesterday, jumpers yesterday, hunter show is today, and it runs all day. It's really, really nice. Easter Bunny's going to have eggs hidden all around the showgrounds at Masterson. And family members 10 and under are invited to participate. That's a great thing. I'm so glad they got wonderful weather. Although we need rain out there, whoever does rain dances, we need
well,
it.
Well, we do.
We're having a dry spring.
Yeah, it's a...
And I don't want to lose all that grass. It's kind of weak and wimpy. It's pretty green, but when you get right up on it, we need rain.
We had a lot of damage on our farm over the winter.
Oh,
you know,
gee whiz.
Our yard looks terrible with the grass and so forth.
I've lost 8 out of 12 of my rose bushes. Mm. Some of them have been there for years. And I'll tell you another one. Oh, we've lost ivy. Who ever heard of ivy dying? And the Lariope. Half of the Lariope I put in is gone. And you know this real big house over here across from the training center?
Yes.
Okay, it's huge. You can look in their driveway, which curves. They have, I guess, 50, 60 boxwoods. Almost all of them are dead.
Oh, my God.
Or at least half of their, you know, and boxwood doesn't come back real quick. I mean, it's terrible. They'll have to take every one of those out. I mean, it's been a terrible winter, and it's been a dry spring and a late spring.
We had
wine.
Kenny Littrell's Arlington Tree Service come in.
Yeah.
And then I threw they're going to come back when it dries out enough. You could do it now. Kenny, if you're listening, it's dry. But anyway, they got all
they
the
got
yard
the front,
and everything picked up. We also, the pine trees that we've got out there. What are they, pine or cedar?
Oh, no, those are pine trees, and we lost limbs off of those,
off
but they're
those.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't cut. A lot of people put in pine and raise the skirts. They'll cut up the trunk, take away the lower branches so you can mow under them. Well, we don't do that because if you leave those lower branches, they've got a lower center of gravity, and that's what saved ours because they've been out there forever, and they're laying on the ground, part of them, but several branches broke out from them.
We've lost it. But anyway, he straightened up the yard and the driveway and so forth, and then it's coming in. The front, we're pretty good, but in the back, you know.
One big tree went down.
Yeah, we lost a locust. Which is
And that's pretty interesting. It was old.
It fell down parallel to the fence thing.
Thank the heaven. I mean, you know, if somebody was looking out for us, if that thing had gone through a fence in that cold and that wind and that snow, I'd have just moved the horses out of there.
Yeah.
Here, go somewhere else. I'm not fixing it now.
Here comes Michael Bluen.
Sunday, May 4th at 8 o'clock, Valley High Show Stable. Now, this is Joyce Brinsfield's place down on Pinkard in Versailles. Y'all know who it is. She's having a KHJA, Kentucky Hunter Jumper Association, Hunter and Equitation Show on May 4th. Entry fees are just $12. This is a good way, an inexpensive way to start off the season, because when you get going to some of these big shows later on, it's $35, $45, $55 for a class.
Yeah.
And this is $12. So check out everybody that shows and stuff around here and already knows who Valley High and Joyce, they know them. So save the date, Sunday, May 4th. It's the day after Derby.
Well, okay, the only four sires standing at stud, which are sires the winners of two Breeders' Cup races in the same year. The four are Smart Strike. He stands for $100,000. Awesome Again, $75,000. More Than Ready, $50,000. And Mizzen Mast. Mizzen Mast stands for $20,000 live foal. Now, the two by Mizzen Mast are Flotilla and Ms. Direction. Flotilla won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly, Turf, and was the co-champion three-year-old filly of her year in France. At three, she won the Group 1 French 1,000 guineas, and on March 29, she was a closing second in the Group 2 Godolphin Mile, and that brought her earnings up to over $1 million. So that's $2 million winners in his first crop. Now, we are going, not first crop, but $2 million winners still going. We are going to hear more about a whole lot more about Flotilla. Ms. Direction twice won the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, beat Colts both times, and on a weight earnings of $1,719,621. An Eclipse Award finalist, she won 9 stakes and was sold for $2.7 million as a racing breeding prospect last fall. And the Kentucky Thoroughbred Associate Owners and Breeders Association just voted her the champion Kentucky bred filly or mare for turf. That just came out. Now, son of champion sire Cozine, Mizzen Mast, the sire's 6 Grade 1 stakes winners, stands at Judmont Farm with the impeccably bred First Defense, sire of Close Hatches, winner last week of her third Grade 1 race, the Apple Blossom at Oaklawn. She's earned $1,847,300. First Defense stands for $15,000 live full. Inquiries to Gary DeRocher, Aaron Fry. See the website at judmont.com. All right, well, Jackie's run off, and I'll do a commercial for her.
There you go.
And this is my good friends over at the Hopewell Agency down in Paris. And we've been doing business with them since we moved down to Paris. And they're great people to do business with. They've got extensive experience working with horse farms and racing stables. But they do everything. They cover our home, our barn, our vehicles, a horse trailer, a liability. And they've been there whenever we needed them. And, boy, we needed them not too long ago. We needed them real bad because the house got struck by lightning and we had to have all the wiring replaced. And they got that done, bam, just like that. And we never had to make a phone call other than call them, tell them what happened. And they had an adjuster there the next day, an electrician the next day. And they just roll with it. And great people to do business with us. And they know who to call in as general contractors because they've done business with everybody down, they know who's good, and better still, they know who is not good. They offer the best coverage and the most competitive prices around from financially sound and reputable insurers. So they're prepared to provide you a no cost, no obligation view in comparison of your insurance, and that's the Hopewell Company at 820 South Main Street right there in Paris. Here's a Lexington number, 254-2431. You'll get great service over there. That's something I feel very secure in guaranteeing. Well, Spring at Last is the sire of 5 stakes winners in his first crop, 3 of the 5-1 graded stakes, including a champion 2-year-old filly, side of Grade 1 stakes winner at Keenan, a Grade 2 stakes winner at Churchill, a Grade 3 winner at Monmouth Park, and a multiple graded stakes winner at Woodbine. 5 stakes winners, 3 graded stakes winners at major tracks, all in his first crop. And that's no accident. He was also the sire of 5 others that have placed in stakes. He was bred to 163 mares last year. So his best crops are yet to come. A Grade 1 stakes winner by Silver Deputy, the sire of 89 stakes winners. Spring at Last stands for $15,000. Payable when the foal stands in nursery, stands over at Windstar Farm. Home also of More Than Ready, sire of 2 stakes winners last Saturday. His room service, dedicated in Keenan's Grade 1 Ashland Stakes, and Ready Signal won the Power Break Stakes at Gulfstream. Inquiries over there to Darren Fox or Kyle Wilson, 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty. Well, who's that picking there? Fade her out, Daniel. Boy, I run out of time. There you go, buddy. Michael Bowen's here with me. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Ursula. Good to see you on this gorgeous day in the bluegrass.
It is. It's
a nice day to go to Keeneland today, and we already have a busload of people over at Old Friends and a lot of other folks driving up to take advantage of this nice, beautiful morning and walk around the farm, see all the old guys and girls.
Yeah, where's the busload from, do you know?
Minnesota, I think.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
People got out of Minnesota.
Here we go.
They still got snow on the ground up there.
Yeah, they do.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Seems like just a bad memory now, that winter.
Count your blessings.
I am, believe me, every day. And I got more of them, I'm telling you. This is unbelievable. We have a lot of unbelievable, great events coming up. On Thursday, we're doing a thing with Doug Arnold over at the Daisy Hill Senior Living Center in Versailles. We're doing a tie-in between senior living for horses and senior living for people.
I better check that out, hadn't I?
Check it out. Exactly. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
You reckon Doug gave me a cut rate?
Yeah, he might be, but it's part of their Uniquely Woodford program. If you want to come on over, it's a cocktail party. You're going to have a lot of really interesting people there, and we're going to talk about old friends and a lot of other things. And if you want to get involved, you can call the Daisy Hill Senior Living Community at 859-253-2000.
That's the old Daisy Hill Farm, isn't it?
Yes.
Right on the right as you go in, you Don't turn right on the bypass. You're coming in from Lexington, and then just go straight, and you'll see it right on your right there. Nice looking building up there.
Yeah, they did a nice job. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, the food's good, too. Kind of, you know, mostly if you've spent any time in senior living, when my mother was having trouble with spent some time in a senior living place, and the food wasn't very good, but the food here is real. Daisy Hill is really good.
I expect you went over and hustled a food.
Well, you know, what can I tell you? I won't get into all the details, but it's going to be really, it's really great. And then, of course, a week from Tuesday, we have Arthur Hancock III and Arthur Hancock IV.
I'm going to that for sure. It's down in Paris. It's about two blocks down, maybe three blocks down on your left. As you pull into Paris, you're coming in from the Lexington there. You can't miss it. Big building there. Probably should be plenty of parking and everything there.
Yeah, it's a great place. And that's a benefit for our MIMS Retirement Haven, that wonderful place that Jeannie Mirabito runs over in Paris for a lot of great retired mayors. And I'm told that Elmhurst, the Breeders' Cup winner, is going to put in a cameo appearance, which would be great to see him again. Again, it's a benefit for our MIMS and for old friends, and you can email them if you like at parismusicalchairs@gmail.com.
Just $10, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's $5 if you're a musical chair member.
Well, I'm not.
You know, sing your tune, yodel a little, and you get in for $5.
I can whistle.
So that should be fun. Everybody knows, you know, the two Arthurs are very, very good musicians. It's going to be a very entertaining evening and a lot of fun. Then that Thursday, May 1st, we have the Ferdinand's Ball at the Ali Center, which is
Getting back to the one in Paris, it starts at 7, right?
Yes, I believe it does. Yes, begins at 7 o'clock. I think. It begins at 6. There's a social hour from 6 to 7. The concert begins at 7.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to bring them. It's a potluck.
Potluck, yeah.
Yeah. Bring your own beer and folding chair.
I'm going to bring the beer. They wouldn't trust me cooking anything, so I'm just going to bring some.
Yeah, I can relate.
Beverages.
I can relate to that.
Maybe we'll stop at Ralph's, pick up some beverages on our way.
Boy, he's got them.
Mm-hmm.
And his new Rooster Brew down there.
Yeah.
Rooster Brewery. I've got a list of the 2 pages of the different kind of beers.
I saw that list.
Undoubtedly list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He saved me a Sam Adams.
Good. Good. So anyway, then, as I say, on May 1st, we have Ferdinand's Ball. That's going to be at the Ali Center. And you can get details on the Ferdinand's Ball, which is one of our premier events of the whole year. It's just unbelievable. Kim Boyle and her sister Amy Wolfuck, they do an amazing job all year putting this thing together. Mm-hmm. Going to have a lot of surprise guests. Guests in the past have included DeMarcus Cousins, half of the Louisville championship basketball team, Kate Upton. You know, it's been Rosie Naprovnik's our guest of honor. So
great. It's
going to be real. It's a great, great event. They do a wonderful job, and weather permitting, it'll be outside overlooking the river at the Ali Center, which is really, really nice.
That's nice.
It's going to be a busy time for old friends.
You're going to miss some shows, aren't you?
I hope not.
Okay, I hope not either.
I think we worked around it pretty good. On Derby Day, it's also the last day for Beulah Park.
Yeah.
And every year, Beulah Park, I love Beulah Park. And every year on Derby Day, Beulah Park holds a fundraiser for old friends. So it's old Friends Day. Mm-hmm. And they named it after a wonderful old war horse that we got from them named Happy Go Lucky.
Oh, yeah.
And every year they have a fundraiser for us. And Viv and B, two of our great volunteers, go up there and run it. And they have a really nice auction. And the people at Beulah Park have just been sensational to us. And then, of course, that's coincidentally Derby Day. So
something
else going on that day.
Yeah.
Then on Sunday, after the Derby, we have our homecoming. And that's this year, this is going to be great because we're going to have a ribbon cutting for the fence going up at the property next door.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to dedicate two paddocks to two of our two racing syndicates that care about their horses' retirement, and they're putting money into the paddock so we can have a place to retire. They can have a place to retire their horses. That's Drawing Away Stables up in New York and Bourbon Lane Stables over in Versailles, Mike McMahon's place. So
Michael Cameron just walked in. Come over here,
Come on, Mike.
Sit down.
Have a seat.
Michael. Hey.
is nice with, to see you.
In addition to training out here, you got a real nice mare that, how many races you won with that mare, Michael?
12 races.
12 races.
Yep, she's from 48 starts, 12 wins, 5 seconds, 13 thirds, and 16 fourths.
Well, they pay back to fifths and hump tractors.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, she's the perfect superfecta horse. You want to win the 10-cent super, just look for her.
Tell her a little secret. Tough little mare.
She's 8 years old now.
Is she eight?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
And ran just a week ago yesterday at Keeneland. Ran a terrific fourth, just beating two lengths for all of it.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
Probably she is time.
Oh, yeah, coming from behind, actually. I won't say anything about Kent DeSormo. He's the best, one of the best race riders ever, but he was riding her. And I really thought he just didn't know her well enough, and he moved her a little too quick, or if he'd kind of been more patient and waited. He told me when he got off, he said, you know, now I know how to ride her.
There you go. In other words, he's willing to ride her back.
I absolutely, he told me, ride her back at Churchill.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. Michael has a call-in talk show from 4 until 7. Mike Cameron does every day, 5 days a week.
Five days a week with Chris Cross and Matthew Lawrence.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a great show.
Yeah, they do fun. It's a fun show.
Yeah, you actually get information on their show.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. You certainly, we hope, we've always said this, we like to make you chuckle on the way home.
There you go.
And when you got Chris Cross, it's kind of
hard. Chris Cross used to produce an all-night radio program in Boston when I lived there called the Larry Glick Show. So sometimes you have to ask him about Larry Glick and Glick University. He created these characters that were unbelievable. Cab drivers would stop by the show in the middle of the night and chat with them and bring them pizzas and stuff. And it was one of the most unique and creative radio programs I've ever listened to.
You know, Michael, ironically, here in Kentucky, it was WBZ in Boston and Clear Channel Station, you know, those 50,000-watt powerhouses. I used to listen to it because at that time I would be dating and coming in late at night. I could pick up Larry Glick's show right here, so I was very familiar with it. In fact, Chris would fill in for him. I probably heard Chris when I was a young man.
Yeah.
There's a Chicago station you can pick up, too, and one from New Orleans that you can get.
Right, and the one in Atlanta, and all those. I don't know how many Clear Channel radio stations there are across the country, but they have the rights to still be 50,000, which is why the WLXG stations like ours have to power down at night.
Yeah, at sunset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always wondered why I had trouble getting it late at night. That's explained. See, I told you, if we bring him on, we get information.
Well, Fidel Castro had one that it didn't power down there for a few years ago, and you could pick it up, too.
You're right. The most famous one is they went across to Del Rio, Texas, across the border there in Mexico. There was no FCC regulations, so they'd run 150,000 blasted out all over the United States.
Oh, wow. What was it? It wasn't a call-in show or anything.
No, it was, I think, country music.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
they did one, too. I just saw a movie about it recently called Pirate Radio, where they would go out. This has been done before. Out in the Atlantic and put it on a boat and transmit 150,000 watts and go everywhere.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Well, we're not quite that good. This gives me some ideas. He's going to start his new career.
I'm not going to move to Mexico to do it. Believe me.
No, but I thought maybe a little ship outside the harbor.
No, I don't want to see a piece of water any bigger than Elkhorn Creek.
Me either.
You're right.
I'm a Kentuckian. That makes me a land lover.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, got to take a break, my friends.
All right, Ursel.
Well, De Hare is the sire, 2014 stakes winners, Mamduha, and our caravan. Mamduha is a 3-year-old filly bred and owned by Shadwell Farm and trained by Kieran McLaughlin. She's won 4 of 5 starts, her last 4 in a row. She won the Gin Talking Stakes at Law last year and 2 stakes at Aqueduct this year, the $100,000 Ruthless Stakes on January 14th and the $100,000 Cicada Stakes on March 15th. Our caravan was bred in Kentucky by Hare Forest Farm, sold as a yearling at Saratoga for $190,000, broke his maiden first time out of Gulfstream last November. Then on April 5, he won the 9-furlong Calder Derby. That had a purse of $259,720, and he picked up a check for $155,000. He won by nearly 10 lengths, beating the good Tappet Colt Ring Weekend. So the De Hares are off and running again this year. Here's side 14% stakes winners from Foles. De Hare is a grade 1 stakes winner by Awesome Again, and he stands at Shadwell Farm for $5,000 live foal. Inquiries to stallion manager Ken Barnes, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Jackie's not back yet? Oh, well. All right. Well, talk about my good friend Ralph Quillen, who, in addition to having Rooster Brew in downtown Paris, where you can go in and drink just about any kind of beer you want, I think they're open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 5, starting open at 5 o'clock, I believe. And going there, I went in the first Friday they were open, and I saw three. It was fun because big crowd there, nice crowd, and I saw three or four people I knew, and old Ralph was in there serving beer right and left. I mean, first time I ever saw him work, as a matter of fact. You know, of course, he owns a Quillen Tack Shop, Quillen Leather and Tack, which was the nation's largest custom halter shop. Right there in Paris. If you're going into Paris from the Lexington area, you go to the third stoplight and look to your left and you see Quillen Tack. They've got all kinds of halters and the track halters and different sizes, small track, regular track, large track, doesn't make any difference. They're handmade. They make it any way you want it. And they're reasonably priced, and it's the finest leather that you can come up with, so it's absolutely a wonderful place to do your shopping. It's Quillen Tack. .com, Quillin.com. No tack in there, just Quillen. Yeah, there it is. Wait a minute, where in the hell is your website here? Here it is. It's Quillin.com, Quillin.com. Number over there is 987-0215.
It's a terrible thing when you get a new advertiser and you got to learn all that new copy.
Oh, shut up. Isn't that awful? Hi, Charlie, how are you?
Charlie's got a bulletin. He'll give it to you after the ad. Right. Do you have any more ads to do?
Yeah, I got to do a Daily Racing Form breeding edition.
All right. Charlie's got a great story for
you. All right. You got a great story for me?
Yeah. I heard you earlier talking about the mural of the Keeneland sales, which was in the Golden Horseshoe.
That's what I said. I'll be right back with you. Okay, let me take care of the Daily Racing Form Sunday breeding edition. John Sparkman's got an article in there on Northern Dancer's enduring impact as a stallion. You can ride a long ways on that, can't you? There's a preview of the OBS Spring Juvenile Sale with Joe Nevels. Of course, they've got the comprehensive stakes reports. Matter of fact, if you go to drf.com/breeding, just about every day they've got something new going for them in the Daily Racing Form. And Monday's the stakes calendar. They do a lot of stuff with the buyer profiles and young sire profiles on Tuesday, Broodmare of the Week on Wednesdays, and the road to the Kentucky Derby rankings and so forth. Thursday, consign of the week. John Sparkman again on Friday. It's a Daily Racing Form Sunday breeding edition, which Michael Bowen steals from me every Sunday.
Religiously.
If the price goes up.
I have to go to the chapel every Sunday with Charlie.
Do you? All right, I got Charlie Daniels right here with me.
Ursula, I'm going to run. I got a tour to do it, and I'm supposed to be there at 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
But you won't miss me. Charlie's got a fabulous story. It's great to see you.
I hope the story's good, but you're right about the first part of that.
You're the best.
I'll talk to you later. What do you got, Charlie?
When you mentioned that mural in the old Golden Horseshoe, yeah. I wanted to tell you that an optical company went in there, and I happen to know the gentleman. They remodeled the store, and I had told him about the mural in the old horseshoe, which I saw when I was a little kid. I'm not that old. But anyway.
You didn't have to say that, but go ahead.
When they were remodeling, they took down some of the partitions in there, and the mural is still there. This was about 20 years ago. And they said they were not going to mutilate it or anything else. It's painted on the original walls of that restaurant. And as far as I know, it's still there and it's covered up. But I saw it about 20 years ago. I just don't
remember. They covered it up, though?
Yeah, they covered it up with some, I don't know whether it was drywall or what it was when they remodeled it. So it should still be there.
Yeah. Well, I swear.
I don't know what's in that building.
Feel like going in there and ripping down some planks or something.
Well, sure, just go ahead. The Abels closed up their business.
Is it empty now, the building?
I don't know. I haven't been downtown, and us old people can't go downtown. Too much walking.
Too much walking?
Yeah.
Well, it's right there, close to where the Fayette Cigar Store is now.
Right. It's about two doors from where that Fayette Cigar Store is.
Yeah.
But if I get a chance, if I'm down there, I'll see what kind of business is in there and see if I can find out if it But it was still there when Abel had it, and yeah. I saw it about 20 years ago.
Well, that's good to know.
Just wanted to tell you that.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Ursel. See you.
Charlie comes out and visits with Mike Cameron. They're good buddies. And
makes those tilt machines ring.
Over at Barn 28. I ran a horse one day at Keeneland, paid $62, and Charlie made more money on it than I did with a wind purse.
Ursel never could gamble.
No, I never did gamble much. Anyway, well, Jackie, you want to, if you're through piddling around, where in the hell you been? I've done three of your commercials while you were gone. What you got over there?
I want you to know that they, for some reason, I went up and get donuts for everybody. And I got Kleenex for you and Russie. That was the main reason.
Well, I brought some from home. But
oh, okay. Well, here you go.
You got the snots too, Russie?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's got terrible allergies.
Here you go.
So, back to this. Anyway, for some reason, they gave me a free custard donut.
And you ate it?
No, it's over there.
Oh, okay.
You want it?
No, I don't want it.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to lose some weight now. I'm getting so fat I can't see my toes.
Well,
what are you doing?
You are. As long as I'm going to eat.
What are you doing over there?
They gave me I'm in a club. They gave me a membership card. Ooh, to Speedy Rewards. Ooh, that's how I got my free donut. I don't know. I'm just telling you, I'm mostly a tourist in life.
She'll go in every Saturday now to the Speedway up there and get a new Speedy car so she'll get a donut.
Another extra donut. Yeah.
Using an anonymous name.
I'm looking
name.
For my friends. I look for my friends.
You can use a phony name. Nobody knows the difference.
Nobody knows the difference. Didn't ask me my name.
Yeah, you get by with voting that way, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. You can vote six or eight times if you got the, well.
Yeah, go ahead.
But we don't want to have voter register. Well, anyway. High Hope Steeplechase is back. Isn't that wonderful? It will be the day, let's see, Sunday, May 18th, day after the Preakness at the Horse Park. It opens at 11. Post time is 1 o'clock. You can get a corporate entertainment tent. You can get Members Pavilion where they have Bloody Marys and mimosas. It's a nice bar. Yeah, that's the only place I think you can do a bar. Tailgating. Ah, yes, I used to do
you
tailgating.
You mean at the horse park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to do tailgating for this stuff. Ooh, preferred tailgating is sold out 1 through 70. That's nice. Row 2. Listen, you actually get a better view from row 2. I used to set that up. Front row is right on the rail, but the row 2 is up higher, mm-hmm. and you can actually see more of the races. So it's a lot of fun. What they've done is they've worked on the steeplechase course. See, they put you everything in here about actual racing. They have stick horse races, which is so cute for the kids. Pony relay races. I am so glad they're doing this. You know, in Ireland and in England, the kids race with silks and everything on their Shetland ponies. Cutest darn thing you have ever seen. They go over these little brush jumps, and you know, these ponies just scramble. I mean, it's gallop, 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 but these little kids are hanging on in silks. It's precious. Anyway, they're going to have pony relays. Then they're going to have mounted police flag presentation, national anthem. Okay, they've got the actual post time starts at 1. Between third and fourth race is Parade of the Woodford Hounds. That's they'll come out with the hounds, and they're so well behaved, they'll gallop around. Although I don't see how they keep them from running off the course and going over and getting all the stuff people are cooking. People are stuffing themselves and frying chicken and cooking out, and those hounds just sort of look and keep going. They're a bunch of well-trained hounds. Then stick horse finals and catch a riding star. Oh, the jockey clubs, the jockey school, the ANARA, National, for God's sakes, I've forgotten what it means. Anyway, it's a jockey school.
National
what?
North American.
North American Racing Academy.
Right.
Not riding, racing.
Chris McCarron's school.
Chris McCarron's jockey school. And the last race is Amateur Riders Club of America. They've got six races this year. So it's super duper fun. You can just drive in, you know, you don't have to have advanced reservations or anything, but if you really want to have a good time, it's the tailgating and all those extra places. It's just fun.
Well, after all this derby and stuff settles down, we'll have Chris over with some of the new kids. He's got a new class.
Oh,
you know, and,
yeah.
But I'd rather talk to a couple of them here that are ready to graduate or something like that. So,
yeah,
Chris, if you're listening, we'll check with you after the derby or after the Preakness or whatever.
Whenever he gets back in town after all that. Oh, my goodness. Rolex is coming up. Let's see. That's soon. That's starts at 26. No. What's the calendar? It starts April 24th through the 27th. Is that next week?
The 26th.
25th. 4th.
25th is a Friday next week.
Okay. God almighty, Rolex is here.
Yeah.
Starts next week, the 24th, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday is jumping. They've had a record number of top horses in the world coming in. It's huge this year.
Wow.
And, of course, they always have places to shop, the places to buy things and stuff. It's just fabulous. Wow, I can't believe it's next week. It just kills me. You know, because of that, Kentucky is the University of Kentucky is having a seminar with these guys, some of the big deal and big name guys. And I've got it here somewhere if I can find it. I don't know. It's not Bruce Davidson. That's the name's like, I know. Shows you how far behind I am. But it is going to be UK. I'll look for it. If I find it, I'll mention it.
Well, I'll do a commercial while you're looking.
Okay, that'd be good.
All right. Well, Dynaformer decided 144 stakes winners, the most recent medal count. Winner of Keeneland's Grade 3 Transylvania Stakes and the closing second in the Grade 1 Bluegrass. On the Spendthrift Farm medal count, yeah, it's Kentucky Derby bound. Another son of Dynaformer is Temple City, now a stud at Spendthrift. Temple City won graded stakes, ran in record time. And his first foals, 2-year-olds this year, are really promising. One of them was consigned to the Keeneland April 2-year-old in training sale, and he sold for $240,000. So that's some indication right there. The Temple City's look, and they act like runners. Stands for a stud fee of $5,000, payable when a foal stands and nurses. And here's the good news. He's eligible for Spendthrift's Breed Secure program. If you don't profit, you don't pay. In stakes last weekend, Bourbon Eyes, a 3-year-old son of Tis Wonderful, won the $100,000 Northern Spur Stakes at Oaklawn. And sitting at the bar, filly from the first crop by End of Mischief, added another stakes win to her resume. And that raised her career earnings to over $705,000. Like Temple City, Tis Wonderful, and End of Mischief stand at Spendthrift Farm. The Spendthrift Stallions are sign runners. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker. 859-294-0030 and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. Well, I see that Wise Dan made a successful return to the races. You know, what a wonderful horse he is. And he runs on Reborn. Reborn is 100% sterile, whole, concentrated, natural bovine colostrum. And it's safe. It's easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages. Basically, starting with foals, it strengthens the foal's immune system immensely while nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. Actually, it supports the immune functions in horses of all ages, and that's why Charlie Lopresti uses it on Wise Dan, I am sure, keep him from catching something. And if they do catch something, it gives them a quicker recovery time. It's Reborn, Reborne, and you can get it at KBC in Lexington, over at Horse Sense down in Versailles, and it was invented by Dr. Steve Alday, who also invented Lubricin, and I tell you who uses Lubricin, it's all natural, both of these things are, and they're test-free. But what it does is, put it simply, sustains the integrity of the joint fluid and helps reduce the cost of costly acid injections and so forth. And Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollendorfer and Mike Maker they use it, and they also have it for humans, which Jackie uses it. And we got a whole shack. She ordered a whole box of it out there.
You ordered a case of it.
Anyway. And
I glob that down every morning.
This roll codgers like Jackie and me.
Thanks. Careful.
You can, yeah, I better be. And you can buy that for, over at Old Friends, at KBC or in Horse Sense. And for the website to look up more about these, it's the Lubricin is LUBRISYN.com. And the Reborn is REBORNE.com. It's two very good products, you know. Well, Rosalind, who turned in a dead game performance to Dead Heat for the win in the Keeneland's Grade 1 Ashland Stakes, is just the latest in a long list of top stakes winners by Broken Vow. Many of them have been fillies. Surely you remember Unbridled Belle. She won the Grade 1 Belmont and over $1,909,000. Sassy's Image, you remember her? She won the Grade 1 Humana Distaff and the Grade 1 Princess Rudy. She earned over $825,000. Cotton Blossom, another filly. She won the Classic Grade 1 Acorn Stakes and earned some of over $724,000. Rosaline's win in the Grade 1 Ashton boosted her earnings to over $558,000. And she's likely to start in the Kentucky Oaks next. Now, Broken Vow is side going on 60 stakes winners. 17% of winner placed in stakes. He has a sire of 9 stakes horses, 10 stakes winners, and 22-year winners just last year. He's by leading sire Unbridled at stud. He is the leading son of Unbridled at stud. Stands for $25,000 due on the fold stands and nurses at Pin Oak Stud. Inquiries at Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens, 859-873-1420, and see the website at pinoakstud.com. All right, Jackie, you got a few more announcements there?
Yeah, I do. I can't find that thing about them speaking at UK, so I'm sure if you call UK, you can hook up to that.
Let me, do you have the one at about the guest speakers out at the Keeneland Library?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
All right. This is called the April Library Lecture Series, meaning the Keeneland Library. Tuesday, April 15th, that's this coming Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's today's date?
19.
It's over.
It is.
Yes. I did it last week.
Oh, hell.
I did it last week.
I was planning on going to a couple of those.
Well, you missed it.
Oh, no.
I don't know where the month has gone.
I don't know where.
I was sick for a week. And
I was sick all this week and all the week before. But I especially wanted to talk about Mary Jean Wall. She was speaking on bourbon brothels and Kentucky Derby, and I want to know what she knew about brothels.
Come in, Mary Jean. Come in and see us.
Yeah.
And explain to Ursa what you mean.
All right.
No, I announced that for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know you did, but I was going to have you announce it again. I was thinking about going to it, but like I say,
sicker that was.
Finally went to the doctor yesterday, and I'm hiring a kite right now.
I know.
On all that. I've got enough prednisone in me to float this. I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, but it's pretty potent stuff.
I know. I had a friend one time years ago that used to take that stuff when she wanted to do spring cleaning.
Give all that energy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Musical Chairs presents author and author. That's the author number 3 and author number 4, Hancock, that is, at the McConnell Auction Center. South Main Street in Paris. Go straight into Paris, and when you pass Quillen, slow down. Block down on the left. It says McConnell Auction Center in big letters. It's 6:00. Bring a dish to share and your drink of choice. Bring you some Mountain Dew. That'll make it sound good. You know, I had a friend one time down in the mountains who had the Pepsi dealership or whatever you call it. And the biggest thing he sold by far was that orange drink they had that was so strong and nasty because that cut the white lightning. That's what they used that for, to cut the homebrew. What do you call it? It's not homebrew. Homebrew's beer. A still on the hill.
Moonshine.
Moonshine. Yeah. Anyway, he made a lot of money selling that nasty.
Moonshine.
Huh? Mm. Yeah. Okay.
You like moonshine, Rissy?
No,
he didn't say no.
I don't think you can.
Conscious.
I don't think you can even taste it without cutting it.
Yeah, I can't taste hard stuff, you know. I can't even drink bourbon.
No.
You know, I mean,
that's strictly a sacrifice.
I'm strictly a beer. I go down to Rooster Brew in Paris and swill a couple. And I like a little Merlot.
And I get to drive.
There you go.
Well,
that's the only reason I take her along.
My friends would be surprised. My college friends would be surprised that I can't drink.
She's sobered up since college, guys.
I know.
Okay.
See, college. Let me think. When that was 50 years ago. Whew. And anyway, 7 o'clock. Tuesday, April 29th. Now, that's a week from this Tuesday. Yes. Now, reservations, it says parismusicalchairs@gmail.com. Parismusicalchairs@gmail.com is how you make reservations. I think it's $10.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we're going to go to that.
Yeah.
Arthur was on here last week. That was a wonderful show.
Yeah.
He can play.
Oh, he's good. Well,
it's just
daddy ain't bad.
No, you know, no. Fruit good, doesn't good. Fall far from the tree.
Let me interrupt you a second.
Okay.
We'll get back to you. Okay, well, last Saturday, Keeneland Daughters of Ghost Zapper ran 1-2 in the grade 1 $300,000 Madison Stakes. Judy the Beauty, a 5-year-old mare bred by Dina Springs, owned and trained by Wesley Ward, defeated Better Lucky, a 5-year-old mare bred by Dolly, owned by Godolphin Racing, trained by Thomas Albertini. Now, Judy the Beauty, in 15 starts, has never been out of the money. And the grade 1 Madison was her third graded stakes winner. She's also placed in 7 more stakes, 4 grade 1, for earnings of over $1 million. Better Than Lucky has won the grade 1 Matriarch, the grade 1 First Lady, and the grade 2 Sands Point. She's placed in 7 more stakes, 4 grade 1, for earnings of over $918,000. Now, it's runners like Judy the Beauty and Better Lucky, to mention just a couple, that have moved Ghost Zapper to the elite status already achieved by his sire, Awesome Again. Ghost Zapper stands for $50,000, Awesome Again for $75,000. Fees are payable when the foal stands and nurses, and both Ghost Zapper and Awesome Again stand at Adena Springs. For more information, give the farm a call at 859-987-1798 and see the website at adenastallions.com.
Live from the Republic Bank Studios, this is ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG AM Lexington, Republic Bank, with 6 banking centers in central Kentucky.
Well, the winner of last Saturday's Carl de Rokes was Joint Return, a 3-year-old filly by Include. Joint Return, bred by Virginia Moore and the Include Syndicate, trained by John Service, closed some 15 lengths out of it to win going away. She has won 4 of her 6 starts to date, and the Calder Derby was her second stakes win. She won the $100,000 Busher Stakes at the Aqueduct on February 1. Joint Return is just the most recent in a long list of illustrious stakes winners, sired by Include. A list that includes 6 Grade 1 stakes winners, plus 13 others that have placed in Grade 1 stakes. And by my count, by my old Russell Cave School math, that's 19 Grade 1 stakes horses. 19 Grade 1 stakes horses by Include. So if you want to compete at the highest level, look to Include. He won Grade 1 stakes. He earned over $1,659,000. He's by champion sire Broadbrush. And Include stands at Mr. and Mrs. Barrett and C. Jones Airdrie Stud for 12,500 live foals. See the website, airdriestud.com, and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All right, we're starting the second hour of my guest isn't here yet. I wonder where she is. Well, she'll be here in a minute. Anyway, she doesn't.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out something. Jamie Nicholson spoke on the nostalgic origins of the Kentucky Derby. Now, have we interviewed him about that book?
Absolutely.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Did he give us a book?
Yeah, I got it.
Did I read it?
I've got 2 of his books at home.
Oh, okay.
The second one was about, what was it, the horse that won the Grand National. No, the English Derby winner, and I forget which one was it? But it was a good book.
Battleship?
Oh, no, that's the International Steeplechase.
Yeah.
Grand National. Golly gee. Go ahead and I'll think about it in a minute.
Okay, but anyway, hurry up and write another book, Jamie, so we can get you in here for an interview. And Mary Jean needs to come in and talk to us about that. You need to call her.
All right.
And ask her to come in and talk about it, because that's pretty. We had Milt Toby on about Canyonero the Second.
That was a good book, too.
Yeah. So I can't remember back too far.
A lot of interesting characters there, you know.
We got to thank Neil Howard.
Oh, absolutely.
Over at Gainesway. They have put out a book about Gainesway from way back to first person.
Ever owned the property.
And it's one of the best and most informative books. See, I never could keep those Whitneys straight. I mean, there's Whitneys and Vanderbilts and Paysons and all the bunch of these people. And they're all married, each other's first cousins and stuff. And this book sorted them all out. It was great. And who lived where and who's had what horse, and it's a great book. Anyway, he sent that to us, and that was nice.
W.C. Whitney, of course, owned this property that we're sitting on.
Yeah.
Where the trading center is.
W.C.
Yeah.
What was the W and the C for?
Hell, I don't know.
Because you got the Vanderbilt and Sonny Whitney and, lots of good pictures. Of course, it is really super.
Sonny Whitney with C.V. He owned the property across the road over here.
Yeah, over on... He married Mary Lou and that over on the old Bryan Station.
Yeah, but it fronted all the way on Paris Pike, you know, all the way down to the creek.
Yeah, she sold all but, 70 acres, 40 acres? I forget what she said.
Yeah, that Missy Whitney.
Yeah. So anyway, it is a super book. That would be interesting to interview the guy that wrote that, too. But Neil sent it over, what was it, 2 Saturdays ago?
Yeah.
And I meant to call him and thank him.
I did, too. I had it written down. In fact, I did call, and I got his answering service.
Oh, okay.
And so I just wanted to speak to him.
They've been out of town. Because I do Facebook with them, and I can't remember where they went.
Yeah. Okay.
They went down to see some horse run in Florida or Arkansas.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks again, because that was a super book.
Mm-hmm. It really was. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And the pictures in it are drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a good, good, good book. So we need to find out where they're going to sell that stuff. Well, at the horse park today, Equine Treasures of the Bluegrass. Now, this opens at the International Museum of Horse, a new concept in special exhibitions with Treasures of the Bluegrass. And it runs through November. So if you're going out to horse show or whatever, just stop over there at the International Museum. That's kind of fun. Now, today's the 19th, the Hippity Hop Day. Woohoo! Starts at 11 o'clock in the campgrounds. It's Easter egg hunt stuff for kids. So that's going on right now. Ooh, it just started. Ready, set, go. Run over there and grab you an egg. Yeah, Ursula's the egg cheater. They ruled him off hunting for eggs a long time ago.
Me?
Yeah, right. Didn't you cheat?
Just once.
You and
once.
Your pal. Yeah?
Just once. We fixed an Easter egg hunt at Mount Horeb Church one time. We were both about 9 years old. We figured out that they were giving
criminals.
They were giving away two prizes. One for the winner with the most eggs, and the booby prize was a yo-yo. So I gave all my eggs to Jimmy Hutchins. He won the big prize of basket, and I got a yo-yo.
Criminal.
My first criminal act.
That's right. Okay, like I said, next Wednesday starts Rolex. I got to get over there. I got to get to Rolex. Oh, through New Vocations, my last racehorse that I trained is now belongs to a little girl up Michigan, and they're coming down.
Yeah.
And I got to get over there and see them. Boy, that mare, well, she's mare now, she was a filly. She can fly, so that's fun. Oh, also, at the same time as Rolex, they're having the Kentucky Reining Cup. Are you listening over there, cowgirl? 6 o'clock, the Kentucky Reining Cup on Friday, next Friday, at the Concours de Reining International. How do you like that, French? Ain't that good? Oh, Thoroughbred Horse Show coming up May 4th at the Horse Park. This is a big one. This is for Rerun, associated with Rerun. a whole bunch of people have helped sponsor this. It's just really, really good. Judmont Farm, Kim and Nick Zito. She does a lot. Kim Zito does a lot with Three Runs. She and Lisa Malloy are friends, big friends. Thing about Rerun is when you give a horse to Rerun and send it over, Lisa Malloy retrains it over in Virginia now because her husband's in the CIA or something. They had to move over there. So that's what we think he does. Anyway, it's a big secret. But anyway, she has got the most extensive network of people looking for horses in the eastern half of the United States. I mean, she had two more adopted out last week, and she knows these people. You know, I mean, it's pretty terrific. She's good because of her
network. Yeah, and she follows up on them, make sure they're being treated right.
Every one of them, right. So, anyway, it benefits that. And what did I say the date was? May 4th, spring show. It's all thoroughbreds. And I think it's truthfully, I think it's almost all off the track thoroughbreds. They have a classes like for in hand, and in there's one class called In Hand War Horse. That's a race horse off the track that has started 100 times.
I thought it was 50.
Oh, maybe it 50 is 50.
Or more.
Two of them is 100. Yeah, 50 or more. Yeah, because Rocky, when we had Rocky, we only started 49.
No, it wasn't Rocky. It was a horse that died. Michael Thomas.
Oh, Mikey.
He started 47 times. One you used to fox hunt.
Yeah, what a nice horse. You know, he had cancer in his eye, and it spread throughout his head. That was the most wonderful
Well, Claire Latimer, your vet, worked on him for and straightened him. He got another 3 years because of Claire. She
Claire,
did a wonderful job. Yeah.
And then one day I went out, and the whole right side of his face looked like he'd had a stroke.
It collapsed.
It collapsed. It was a nerve. And he did. He finally went blind. The mayor took care of him, but then, you know, finally they get scared.
Yeah.
When they get scared, you have to put them down, and you can tell. Oh, they don't want to move. Scared. Nobody wants to live standing there scared of the wolf packs coming after him. But what a sweetie he was. But anyway, they've got war horse classes in hand. How that major we got, how many times did he start?
That's a horse that the Gopher Gin Gill and
yeah.
Hallucinogen or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. We've retired.
We call him Major.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, we've had that horse 10 years now.
Whew.
He's 16 years old. He was six when we got him a stud.
Yeah, we took care of that. Who took care of that for us?
Paul Thorpe.
Came out there and...
That horse doesn't know what happened to him to this day. I took him out in a little teaser paddock, and he stood up, and he took care of it, and I let him out, and that was it.
Paul, he's terrific. He is a terrific guy. We had some filly... I mean, a foal. We had a foal, something wrong with it one time, and had to have a little operation.
On his leg, yeah.
We said, are we going to, you know, what should we do? Should we take him? No, give me a couple of straw bales. And he propped him around and knocked that thing down in there, and that's it. So
that thing went on one races, too.
Yeah.
Well, Gold Greeley, a colt from the second crop, my horse Greeley, he won the Sovereign Award as a champion 2-year-old colt in Canada for 2013. That was Go Greeley. Never out of the money, Go Greeley won the Colin Stakes, the Vandal Stakes, the Simcoe Stakes, placed in the Grade 3 Gray Stakes and the Clarendon Stakes. Earned over $375,000 now. Another member of Horse Greeley's second crop is Scotland. Now, this colt's placed in the Grade 2 Jerome and the Grade 2 Withers this year. In his first crop, Horse Greeley is represented by Clearly Now, winner of the Grade 3 Bowl Ruler, the Grade 3 Swale, placed in 7 more stakes, 5 graded, including the Grade 1 Carter, and he has earned over $573,000. And really, Mr. Greeley, who won the Grade 3 Hollywood Preview. Horse Greeley, sire of 2 graded stakes winners in his first crop and a champion 2-year-old in his second. Stands for $2,500. Well, that's a bargain. Payable when the full stands and nurses at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornfarm.com. Want to talk about my good friend Hill and Reagan Parker. I was talking to a good friend of mine who's yesterday that is listing their farm.
That's a nice place. How many acres they got?
I think Gary told me it was, I think he said 11 acres.
And it's a dressage facility.
And it's right next to two horse farms. Over on, what's the name of the road to Tommy Gentry's farm?
Harp Ennis.
And that's...
That won't take long to sell that.
Well, no, he's moving to Georgia.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll make you a great deal on that. Give him a call. It's 859-608-8039. And the people that owned it, they were a preacher for a while. He preached 4 or 5 years over at the Presbyterian Church where we used to go. Nice, nice people.
Nice man.
And it's good property and a wonderful location right next to Millennium Farm. No, not Millennium. I can't remember. There's two farms right there. I mean, the Jones Horse Farms. And it's all fenced and everything. And
it's gorgeous. And it's got a... Didn't Dad have a covered ring? Nice barn.
I believe they do. I should have
asked Gary. Fancy, dancy dressage place.
Yeah, and I know Gary's wife.
Boy, and you
Gary
know
Huffman's
what?
His name. And Ms. Huffman used to ride a lot, ride dressage and so forth.
I'll bet you there'd be a good time to sell it with all these dressage people coming in for Rolex.
Yeah, I bet it would.
And I'll bet Hill Parker knows every one of those people coming in for Rolex.
Yeah, because he's involved with that. You know, he was an A-level pony clubber and so forth. And he and Reagan have been in business now for 12 years in real estate business. And, of course, he's a top-flight horseman himself. And he knows what kind of farm that horsemen want. And if you're looking for one, he'll have just the right place for you. And a variety of locations and sizes and shapes and prices and so forth. And you go to his website, which is lexhorsefarms.com. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. Got a Lexington phone number for him. It's area code 859, of course, 608-8039. You couldn't do business with nicer people than Hill and Reagan Parker. I mean, that's their lovely people.
Yeah, was his mother up here this morning?
I didn't see her this morning.
I thought I was driving in, and I think I saw her walking by. She's a real tall, thin lady.
Yeah.
Blonde hair.
Well, through 2013, Galileo had sired 165 stakes winners, 30 champions. One of those champions is Midas Touch, who's standing his second season instead of War Horse Place. He stands for a fee of $10,000, doing a full stands and nurses. And Midas Touch was a champion three all of his year in Ireland. He was classic placed in Great Britain as well. He was a runner, descends from one of the most prolific stakes families in the books. His dam approach is a stakes-winning daughter of Darshan, the broodmare sire of more than 225 stakes winners. Approach is a half-sister to Aussie Rules, a classic winner in France, a grade one stakes winner in the USA. In fact, you'll find champions and classic winners under Midas Touch's first three dams. It's a fantastic family. The first foals by Midas Touch, outstanding. And he is receiving a quality book of mares again this year. Now's the time to book, before it's too late, to a champion son of the world's leading sire, Galileo. Your inspection's invited. Just call Jerry Assinger at 859-509-0033. Try that again. 509-0053 or Dana Assinger at 509-3157 and see the website at warhorseplace.com.
One unlimited for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
All righty. Well, I've got Steve Moody with us now. Steve's the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. You can go to brisnet.com, brisnet.com, to pick it up off the internet. You can pick it up out of Keeneland and wherever they sell a daily racing form. And we've got three stakes today, and two of them are graded stakes. And Steve, let's go with the graded stakes. Which one you want to do first?
Well, we'll go chronological order, Ursel. The eighth race on the card today is the Ben Ally, grade three, 150,000, 4 year olds and up. They're going a mile and an eighth, field of 10. And boy, this is a really, really tough bunch here. You could probably go about eight different ways in this race, and nobody would question you. It's a really tough one. I went round and round and decided you had to take some kind of a price here. I went for the two horse Steel Case, and this horse has been pretty versatile. Has shown his run well on dirt, run well on synthetic. came out and made his second start of the year a win. Looks to repeat today. Mark Cassie trains him. He won the stake yesterday out at Keeneland, and so he's having a pretty good meet. I'll kind of look for this one to settle just off the lead on the inside and make his run turning for home. I think the horse on the outside, Newsdad, is probably the horse to beat in here. He's the sort of the lukewarm 3-1 morning line choice. Bill Mott's got him, and then Joel Rosario will ride. This is a 6-year-old by Arch, and he'll be running at the end. He's got a pretty strong late run more often than not. He won the Fayette, I guess it was in the fall of 2012. He's won his last. He's won 2 of 3 starts over at Keeneland, and looks to be headed in the right direction this year. And he's going to be very tough. Just like I said, also a very tough race. There's a couple others to look at. The 4 Joha, is another one that's got several wins. Has run well at Keeneland. This horse is 12-1 in the morning line, and I don't think he can be. I don't think he can be overlooked at all. I don't know. Just a very tough race, but. I'm going to give a slight edge to the 2 Steel Case. We're going to go 2-10-4 in the Ben Ally. And then the 9th race today is the Coolmore Lexington Grade 3, 200,000 for 3-year-olds. This is sort of the last, kind of the last hurrah for the Derby horses, although I don't think you really see any of these in the Derby. I think most of them will. If the winners, you know, probably meet, they might show up at Pimlico for the Preakness, but technically it is a Derby prep. I had 11 drawn in here, but there's 3 scratches this morning. The 3 Dynamic Impact, the 9 Morning Calm, and the 11 Global Strike have all withdrawn. So a field of 8 3-year-olds in here. Another tough race. I went for the sort of the strike while the iron is hot horse here, so that's the 10 Supermonic. Todd Pletcher is bringing this horse right back after winning last Sunday, and he just won. He couldn't have won any easier. His first start at Keeneland. And drew off, I think, 1 by 7, 7 1/4, 7.5. Can't remember exactly, but this horse has some versatility. He can run on the lead. He can run just off the pace if necessary, if the pace is too hot. And he gets a little break today with the scratches. He goes from the 10 hole down to the 8 hole, so that never hurts. So when you're talking about the 1/16 distance at Keeneland, 8-1 in the morning line. Divine Oath is another one that you have to consider. He's the second choice here, 3-1. A broken valve colt that is a 2-for-2 on turf, and he'll go today, you know, try the poly track. This one also trained by Todd Pletcher. Javier Castellanos got the mount
stayed on him. Yep.
On him, and probably the horse to beat. Just, you know, you just don't know about the how he'll handle the surface. So that's kind of the question mark. My third choice was the 3 Dynamic Impact, but since he's out, I think I'll probably go to the 2 horse Solitary Ranger. Looks like the best of the speed. I think he'll set sail from the inside. and be the one to catch in here. Very tough for races, Ursula. Matter of fact, this whole card today I thought was the toughest card of the meet. There just wasn't a stick out in any race. You could just say, oh yeah, this one's going to win. It's just every race is, you know, good betting proposition. I imagine you're going to see lots of as Harvey Pack used to say, lots of big balloons on the tote board today. But we're going to go, let's see, 10-6-2 in the Lexington Stakes.
You got your Derby horse picked out yet?
Well, I was impressed, Ursula, with the winner of the Bluegrass the last week. If that horse had any kind of form on dirt, I would really like him. Unfortunately, he's been so much better on synthetic than he has been on dirt. Even though they said yesterday he's going to run in the Derby, kind of difficult for me to take him. The one thing he does have in his favor is if we do come up with a muddy track like we had last year, and he's got a huge mud pedigree, so that would be something in his favor. I really like the Arkansas Derby winner too, Ursula. I thought he was impressive. It was just second start of the year, and I really liked him last year when he finished a full run up the rail in the Saratoga Special, and I sort of put him on my watch list, and then he didn't show up until didn't show up again until I think March, and just didn't fire in the race there. Finished third, and non-threatening third, and so I kind of just sort of dropped him, and then he shows up there at Oaklawn and pays $84 for Todd Pletcher. I mean, how often does that happen?
Not very often.
So I thought he was impressive. He's a colt by Street Boss, and of course that's how they named him for Tony Danza, who was on the TV show Who's the Boss.
Yeah.
And I thought he looked really good. He's going to be in the mix. I haven't totally got it down to one, but he's in the mix. I think Ride On Curlin's in the mix. Opportunity's in the mix.
Well, you haven't mentioned the California Chrome.
No, I mean he's going to be. He'll no doubt be the favorite,
yeah.
And of course, his trainer, if Art Sherman were to win, he'd pass Charlie Whittingham as the oldest Derby-winning trainer. So there's this big story, obviously for that. But he's also going to be the favorite, Ursula. So that's like 2 3/4 strikes against him. So
he looked like some kind of a freak, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's been awful impressive. It's hard to knock. His performances.
You're looking for something to beat him. That's what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, tough to take the, last year you had Orb at, 4 or 5 to 1. That's about that's about as low as you get in the Derby, although I think that horse, California Chrome, will be lower than that this year as far as odds.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Well, I appreciate your input, and we'll be talking to you next week. I guess we'll be talking about the Derby trial, won't we, next week?
Yeah, Derby trial opening day, and it's hopefully we'll have the same kind of weather 2 weeks from today as we do right now.
Yeah, except if I won't rain. not so much for the tracks, but this is a dry spring we've had. So I'm looking at that grass out there. I want the good Lord to water it a little bit for me. Okay. Well, Steve, we'll let you go. It's been Steve Moody of the from Bloodstock. He does the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet from Bloodstock Research Information Services. Go to BrisNet, BRISNET.com. You can pick one up. does a great job. And you get one out of Keeneland or wherever they celebrate it from. Thanks, Steve. Talk to you next week.
All right, Ursula.
Well, there are only four sires standing at stud now, which have sired the winners of two Breeders' Cup races in the same year. They're Smart Strike. He stands for $100,000. Awesome Again for $75,000. More Than Ready. His fee's $50,000. And Mizzen Mass. Mizzen Mass stands for $20,000 live foal. Now, the two by Mizzen Mass are Flotilla and Misdirection. Flotilla won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf and was a co-champion two-year-old filly every year in France. Then the next year, as a three-year-old, she won the Group 1 French 1,000 Guineas on March 29. This year, she was a closing second in the Group 2 Godolphin Mile. That boosted her earnings to over $1 million. We're going to hear more about Flotilla. You can bet on that. Misdirection twice won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, beating colts both times on her way to earning over $1,719,000. An Eclipse Award finalist. And she was elected to by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association as the leading turf filly mare from last year. And she won 9 stakes and sold for $2.7 million and as a racing breeding prospect just last fall. The son of champion sire Cozine, Mizzen Mass, is sired 6-1 Grade 1 winner. Stands at Judmont Farm. Will home also the impeccably bred First Defense, who sired Close Hatches in his first crop. She won her third Grade 1 race just the other day, the Apple Blossom at Oaklawn. She's earned over $1,847,000 and counting. First Defense, $15,000 live foal. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. Well, boy, I tell you what. this is hard to keep up with, but I'm going to do it. Wise Dan. 2 times Horse of the Year, won the Grade 1 Makers 46 Marked Stakes last week. Wise Dan was raised on Macaulay products at Patch and Wilkes Farm for Breeder Mort Fink. The Grade 1 Madison Stakes winner, Judy the Beauty, born in Canada but raised in Kentucky on Macaulay products by our breeder, Adina Springs. Danza, winner of the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby, bred by Liberation Farm and Brandywine Farm, raised on Macaulay products at Brandywine. The Grade 2 Beaumont Stakes, Ready to Act won that, raised on Macaulay products at Watercress Farm for breeder Fred W. Hertrich III. Lemon Drop Dream, winner of the Grade 3 Count Fleet Sprint Handicap, was raised at Haggard Farm for breeder Brookdale Thoroughbreds. Bourbon Eyes, winner of the Northern Spur Stakes, was raised on Macaulay products by Troy Rankin, breeder of Bourbon Eyes with partner Joe Davis. And the winner of the Hallowed Dream Stakes, sitting at the bar, was foaled in Louisiana, but raised by her breeder, Spencer Farm, in Kentucky. In 2014, runners raised on Macaulay products have won 56 stakes, 35 of them graded stakes, 6 Grade 1 stakes. Record speaks for itself. Mike, call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. Check the website at MacaulayBros.com. Stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, where it is all about the horse. Well, Munnings was arguably the fastest son of champion sprinter Spritestown, who was, in turn, perhaps the fastest son of his sire of sires Gone West. Gone West was the sire of over 100 stakes winners, and he is a son of the brilliant speedster and sire of sires, Mr. Prospector. Spritestown stud fees climbed to $80,000. In 2013, Spritestown ranked second on the sire list, just $71,000 behind number one. Munnings was Dam was a graded stakes producer. Her second Dam, a Grade 1 winner and Grade 1 producer. His third Dam, a Grade 1 winner and Grade 1 producer. His fourth Dam, Foundation Mare Priceless Jam, a brilliant stakes winner, and the Dam of the Great Alice France. A $1.7 million sales two-year-old Munnings won 3 Grade 2 stakes, posted buyers of 111, 110, 103, placed in 6 Grade 1 stakes at distances from 6 furlong to mile and eighth, so he lived up to his pedigree. First foals of two-year-olds, and how can he miss? Bunnings for Munnings stands for $10,000. Doing the foal stands and nurses, Coomore's Ashford Stud. Call the farm at 859-873-7088. See the website at coomore.com. All right, Jackie, my throat is catching up with me a little bit again. Let me rest.
I've got more announcements.
Do them. So I can rest.
Okay, I will. In fact, I'll do some of them I did the first hour. I might repeat them because there's a lot of good stuff going on. Things are starting to gear up. Thank heavens. There's no announcements during the winter. It's boring. But anyway, and I'll tell you what, another thing about the winter, it was so bad nobody could fox hunt after Thanksgiving practically. Have the opening meet and then you shut down till spring because it was too bad. Couldn't get there. Anyway. You know that horses, when they gallop on snow, get snowballs in their feet because their feet are concave and it gets all packed up with snow. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. That's a fun thing to clean out in the winter too when it's cold. Okay, the Thoroughbred Horse Show Association is having their first show May 4th to benefit Rerun and Canter, Kentucky. It's $15 a class, and they're having dressage and combined testing, too. First, there are hunters, and they have war horses. That's horses that have started 50 or more times at racetracks, and they're in hand, which means they lead them out. You don't have to ride them because they probably got ankles the size of grapefruits, but you never know. And there have been all the usual hunter classes. There's 19 of those. Jumper classes, they're having 10 jumpers up to 2'6" to 3 foot. Then the last batch is dressage and combined testing, and there are 21 to 40, 19 of those. So, introductory test A, test B, test C. So, that's a really, really good thing. It's $15 a class, $30 for combined training. What else do I have? Aha! If you are interested in learning how to drive, there's a driving clinic with a guy named Bob Giles. I don't know him, but people that know that sort of thing say he's very good. This is a real thing. Sunday, May the 11th, starts at 8 o'clock. He is having a driving clinic. Summer Hill Training Center up in Dry Ridge. Dry Ridge is what, about 45 minutes away, I would guess, up the interstate? Yeah. Auditors, you can audit for $10. So there's 10 sessions available. Singles, pairs, and multiples are welcome. So get a hold of Joyce Caudill at 760-8505. That's 760-8505. Now, we live in Paris. Well, we live outside of Paris. Hopewell Museum is really nice, and the Hopewell Museum and Keeneland Library invite you to the art exhibit called Racing as It Was Meant to Be. They're going to have artworks and trophies, too. Treasures from the vaults at the Keeneland Library. So it's open from Wednesday to Saturday, noon to 5, and Sunday from 2 to 4. It's up on Pleasant Street in Paris. When you get a couple of 2-3 blocks and then to Paris, what, 4 blocks, something like that, turn right somewhere. Turn right on, what, 8th Street, something like that?
Let's see. I'm not sure.
Anyway.
Turn right on 10th to go to Claiborne.
No, that's too... No, go down to 8th Street and turn right. And I think when you
turn
get...
Turn left on the plane.
Yeah, well, I think it's right there on the corner.
Okay.
Because it's a block up from a couple of churches. And that won't hurt you either. Go to church. Okay. Mounted police in Lexington are still looking for suitable mounts. So if you have a draft cross, measure 16 hand plus, bay or gray, and you want a good home for your horse, get a hold of Barbara LaMonaco at blomonaco@trancy.edu. Or, you know, you can always just call City Hall. What the heck? Okay, Saturday, May 3rd, University of Kentucky's dressage and eventing team is having a spring hunter pace at Masterson. Good old Masterson. It's from 9 till 3. Come join the dressage and eventing team for a day of beautiful riding, fun, and food. They're going to have a concession hunt division, pleasure division, junior divisions, and they are going to give a prize to the team with the best turnout or costume in a derby theme since it's Derby Day. I guess they're going to let you go so you can go home and watch the Derby. If you're interested, Hannah Forte at uky.edu. That is Hannah Forte at uky.edu. I don't know where she's from, but she, her, I bet it's 40. What do you bet? F-O-R-T-E. I bet it's pronounced 40. 615 is her area code. Wonder where that is. No clue. She goes to UK, though. 615-440-3388. That's Hannah 40. I bet it's 40. Thanks to Macaulay's. They donate feed to old friends. Let's see. We're out here at Thoroughbred Center. Besides coming out and betting, you can do that right now. And they're having that big hoop-de-la at for Derby Day, the big
Derby Day
feed and betting fun. They're open through Keeneland for just walk-in betting, and they, you know, you don't have to worry about the crowd and parking. You don't have to go through the drive-through betting either. So it's a good deal. Daher is the sire of 2014 stakes winners Momduha and Our Caravan. Momduha is a three-year-old filly bred known by Shadwell Farm and trained by Kieran McLaughlin. She has won four of her five starts, her last four in a row. She won the Gin Talking Stakes at Laurel last year and two stakes at Aqueduct this year, the $100,000 Ruthless Stakes on January 14th, and the $100,000 Cicada Stakes on March 15th. Our Caravan was bred in Kentucky by Hare Forest Farm and sold as a yearling at Saratoga for $190,000. He broke his maiden first time out at Gulfstream last December. Then on April 5th, he won the 9-furlong Calder Derby, which had a purse of $259,720, picking up a check for $155,000 after winning by nearly 10 lengths over the good Tappet colt ring weekend. So the DeHares are off and running again this year. He's sired 14% stakes winners from foals. DeHare is a grade one stakes winner by Awesome Again, and he stands at Shadwell Farm for $5,000 live foal. Inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Sally Van Service. Oh, I love Sally Van. Sally Van's been in business for 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have been entrusted to their care. They've learned a lot along the way, and it's obvious their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and experience of the driver. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van. They're experienced and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. We used to use Sally when we first
started racing.
Yeah, well, and when we had mares. And
oh, yeah.
You call them, and I'd go with the mare. Well, I don't want to hold her and stuff. The van driver was like my best friend. You know, they helped me, took me in there and did all that kind of stuff. It's great when you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business, and they wouldn't have it any other way. And they repair diesels, and they repair vans and trailers and what you got. That's their business. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Van's been the safest way to the winner's circle. Their number is 255-9406.
Well, yesterday at Keeneland, the grade $300,000 Hilliard Lyons Double Dog Dare Stakes was won by Sisterly Love, 6-year-old mare by Bellamy Road. Sisterly Love dueled the entire mile in the 16th with grade one winner Emollient, and I'm quoting the official chart of the race, fought valiantly to prevail by neck. Bred by Kinsman Farm and trained by Mark Cassie, Sisterly Love is no strangers to the winner's circle. She has won 7 of her 14 starts, including the Grade 3 Ontario Matron and the Trillion Stakes, both at Woodbine, and she's earned over $427,000. She earned the Servant Award as Champion Older Female in Canada last year. Bellamy Road has sired 16 stakes winners, 20 stakes horses in his first three crops. 6 won graded stakes. He covered his best book of mares in his last three seasons at stud, over 436 mares all told, from top breeders like Live Oak and Judmont and Augustine Stable and the Fifth Stable. Bellamy Road stands for $17,500. Payable when the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Cal Wilson, or Sean Tugel at 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty. I'm drinking water and eating about a package of cough drops here. I guess my prednisone's wearing off.
Oh, you'll have to take some more.
Yeah, well,
I can't. Take about a handful at a time.
I can't till tonight, anyway. Well, okay. This from the KTA, my good friends over at Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, Dave Schweitzer, to be exact. Kentucky bred winners of stakes over the last weekend, and then this week to the Makers 46 Mile Stakes, Grade 1, went to Wise Dan. Wise Dan, bred by Mort Fink in Kentucky. Judy the Beauty won the Madison Stakes, Grade 1, $300,000 pot. Judy the Beauty by Ghost Zapper, bred by Dina Springs. Let's see. This, she won a Severn Award, didn't she? No. No, she didn't. Oak Lawn Park, the Grade 1 Apple Blossom. Closed Hatches won that. That's a 4-year-old filly in the first crop of First Defense, bred by Millsack LTD. Of course, that's Judmont Farm, who also owns the filly. She's a good one. The Grade 1 Arkansas Derby winner, Danza, was bred by Liberation Farm and Brandywine Farm, and that's Jim and Pan Anderson at Brandywine. Boy, they raise a bunch of runners over there. The Grade 2 Beaumont Stakes presented by Keenan Select. Ready to Act won that. That is a 3-year-old filly by More Than Ready, bred by Fred Hertrich III. The Oak Lawn Handicap Grade 2 Will Take Charge. Will Take Charge, bred by Eaton. I guess that's Eaton Sales, but they just said all it says is Eaton. The Grade 3 Shakertown Stakes. Marchman won that. Marchman, bred by Lynn and Kathy Jones. Stormy Lucy won the Grade 3 Santa Barbara, bred by Mercedes Stables. The San Simeon Grade 3 winner, Sweet Swap, was bred by the Craig Family Trust. Let's see, the Sunland Park Handicap winner, Isn't He Clever, was bred by Monocule. That's who's Gary's farm is next to over there, Monocule.
Oh,
Gary,
okay.
Priest at Hill Park has got located to. The Street Story won the Instant Racing Stakes, bred by John Oxley. If I can pick this one up, they're stuck together here. Must have been a cough drop on the way. Okay, the Northern Spur Stakes went to Bourbon Eyes. Bourbon Eyes is by Tis Wonderful, bred by Troy Rankin. And Joe Davis, Troy trains out here at the Thoroughbred Center, got a real nice farm. Nice fella. The Oak Hall Stakes, Michael Margarita, bred by Ron Kirk and Greg McDonald. At Calder, the Calder Oaks winner, Joint Return. It's another one of those running include fillies. She came from dead last and went going away by a length and 3/4. She was bred by Virginia Moore and the Include Syndicate, of course, Include over at Brer Jones, Airdrie Stud. here's a goodie. The My Lady's Manor Timber Stakes run at Moncton, M-O-N-K-T-O-N. I don't know where that is, but it's 3 miles on the turf. I guess it's a hurdle race, and a 10-year-old gilding by Broken Vow won it. Now, you think those Broken Vows aren't sound? He won by 10 and a half lengths. Opened up after 2 miles, he was 26 lengths in front.
Gee,
Lord have mercy. He was bred by Runnymede Farm, old Catesby Clay, and Joe Clay, and Wendy Clay. So his name was Nat Grew, N-A-T-G-R-E-W. I love those little kind of horses. The Irish Field Lead Stakes over the Curragh went to Ines Meehan, bred by Castleton Lions right here in Kentucky. And then yesterday, of course, the Hilliard Lions Double Dog Dare Stakes, Grade 3, was won by Sisterly Love. That's a mare by Bellamy Road, who stands over at Windstar Farm, and it was bred by the Kinsman Farm. Mark Cassie trained that thing. Well, Dinah Farmer sired 144 stakes winners, the most recent middle count, winner of the Keeneland's Grade 3 Transylvania Stakes and the closing second in the Grade 1 Bluegrass. Owned by Spendthrift Farm, middle count is Kentucky Derby Bound. Another son of Dinah Farmer is Temple City. Now it's stud at Spendthrift Farm. Temple City won graded stakes, ran in record time, and his first foals, 2-year-olds this year, really promising. One was consigned to the Keeneland April 2-year-olds and training sale, and he sold for $240,000. The Temple City's look and act like runners. Stands for a stud fee of $5,000 payable when the foal stands and nurses. Here's the good news. He's eligible for Spendthrift's Breed Secure program. If you don't profit, you don't pay. In stakes last weekend, Burbet Eyes, a 3-year-old son of Tis Wonderful, won the $100,000 Northern Spur Stakes at Oaklawn. And Sidney's Bar, a filly from the first scrub by Inner Mischief, added another stakes win to her resume, and that raised her career earnings to over $700,000. Like Temple City, Tis Wonderful and Inner Mischief stand at Spendthrift Farm. The Spendthrift Stallions are siren runners. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins, Dez Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker. 859-294-0030 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All righty, moving right along. I got a little pause here for a moment. And like I said, yesterday they ran the Double Dog Dare Stakes. And I've got one something. I'll tell you a little bit about Double Dog Dare if I can find my notes over here. Oh, here we go. Of course, she was bred by Claiborne Farm. I think Claiborne was her official breeder. Might have been, let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, bred by Claiborne Farm, raised for Claiborne Farm, bred, trained by Moody Jolly. She was by Double J. She was a foal in 1953. Double J, of course, stood down at Claiborne Farm. Out of a mare named Flaming Top by Omaha. And her dam, Flaming Top, was also the dam of Top Double, who won stakes out in California. Illuminable, who won stakes also. That's two stakes winners. She was a grand dam of Tord. In transportation stakes winners, it's a grand dam of Flaming Page, who of course was the dam of Nijinsky II, a Flaming Page by Bull Page. She also produced Minsky, and she was a grand dam of the Minstrel and Far North. I mean, it's a great pedigree. Flaming Top was also the dam of Top Turn and Quinton and Flashing Top. What a great race mare! I mean, great producer she was. Double Dog Dare was a champion 2-year-old filly of a year, champion 3-year-old filly in North America. Had six wins at two. She won the Matron, the Colleen, won the Alcibiades here at Keeneland, won the National Stallion Stakes, for filly division, of course. Ran second in the Spinaway and the Fashion Stakes, all that as a 2-year-old. She won seven races as a 3-year-old, came back to Keeneland. And won not only the Spencer Stakes, but the Fall City Handicaps up in New York. But she won the Ashland Stakes at Keeneland, so that's three. Won the Coronet Stakes, won the Oaks Prep. Ran second in the Kentucky Oaks and the Cleopatra and the Misty Island. Ran third in the Arlington Classic. At 13 wins, six times seconds, once third, she earned $258,000. You know, she was a disappointment. As a broodmare, she was barren. First year she went stud, which is not unusual, but then she produced her second foal by Nasrullah. He won two races as a 2-year-old and sent him over to England. And then she slipped the following year and then had two barren years, and she had a round table that was colt, never raced. Skipped another year and had a bold ruler filly who was unplaced at two and never had anything. She had an unnamed colt by Bold Ruler. Then she was barren again. And then she had a filly named Full of Courage by Bold Ruler, who they sent her to France. She never won over there, but she's damn of a pretty good kind of a group of stakes winner over there named Full of Stars. And she was also the dam of Four Spades and a grand dam of Fly North. All those were in Europe. But, you know, considering the mare herself, I mean, that was a kind of a disappointment that as far as Double Dog Dare was as a producer. And interestingly enough, they're running the Bewitched Stakes next week, and she too was a disappointment as a brood mare. And you know, she raced with Claiborne Farm. She was a great race mare, and she ran 55 times, had 20 wins, 10 seconds, and 11 thirds. And she was a foal in 1945 by Bull Lee, out of Potheen by Wild Air. Second dam, Rosie O'Grady. Rosie O'Grady was by Hamburg, and she was a great producer. Potheen by Wild Air was a little bit better than an empty stall herself as a broodmare. She placed in stakes as a two-year-old, Potheen did, and besides Bewitch, she was a dam of Pot of Luck. Top flight stakes winner for Calumet Farm back in the 40s, won the classic Arlington, of course, the Jockey Club Gold Cup, won the Lawrence Realization, won the Champagne, the Pimlico Futurity, a two-year-old, won the Ben Eli Handicap twice out of Keeneland, won the stakes up at Bowie. Potheen also the dam of A Lot of Luck, a chance play colt, who won the Peabody Memorial and placed in a couple of other stakes. She was the dam of Theen, a filly by Sickle, who won the Arlington Lassie Stakes, and she had nine winners, including Theen. What was the name of that filly now? Theen was the Grand Dam of Great Chip, I believe that's right. Other mares under that first dam, Balcony's Babe, Grand Balcony, just top stakes. The second dam, Rosie O'Granny, O'Grady. An Irish filly. No, I'm kidding. Rosie O'Grady was by Hamburg, and she had 10 foals to race, 6 winners. She was the dam of Aaron, a filly by Transmute, who won the Rosedale and the Gazelle. Placed in the Colton Club, American Oaks, and some other stakes. She was the dam of Erie. Bold Irishman won the Pimlico Futurity and some other stakes races. She was Aaron was also the dam of Mag Mel. Let's see who else Rosie had. Of course, a couple of stakes place horses. She was Grand Dam. Oh, she was the Grand Dam of Intent, of course, who was a great sire. Intent by War Relic was instrumental in keeping that sire line alive, you know. And let's see, of course, Bewitch. She was a champion two-year-old filly of the year, a champion handicap mare, and set a couple of track records. Won at Churchill Downs, had 20 wins, 10 times seconds, and 11 thirds, and earned $462,000. And then, of course, they run into Bewitch Stakes, which is named after her next week at Keeneland. All right, let's go to the winners of one of us two out of here since last week that were trained on the Thoroughbred Center. Sherman Mitchell had a winner. Tommy Short saddled another one. William Rangel, Guillermo Rangel. How you pronounce that? I understand that's Spanish for William. Tommy Short had another one. And way to go, Tommy. And John Langemeyer had a winner also. Since last week's show, I think they're playing our songs. Don't forget now that Derby Fever at the Thoroughbred Center on Derby Day. Come out here and have a great time, great atmosphere, free parking, and it's a wonderful place to watch the races right here at, and without the crowd. You'll have a wonderful time.
And Tuesday the 29th is the Trainers Dinner, Derby Trainers Dinner at the Hyatt in Louisville. $150. Call 381-1414.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. You did a great job down at the studio today. Thank you, Ressie, here, and thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy trails.